Well, this is my first time now presiding at the 10:30, and I was told by some parishioners, it's like, you've made it finally to the big show, you know? I have done the 5:30 and the 8, so Father Dan, I guess, or I heard he does not like to be called Father Pastor, I guess gave me a couple weekend warm-ups. I'm Jim Kamey, and I spent the last basically 8 years working in Beijing, China. 现在有没有中国人这里吗？有没有中国人？ 想起来你的时候, Does anybody see anybody raising any hand here? I don't think so. Okay. Yes? Where?
欢迎光临.
你们是?
我是北京人.
你呢? 你是西安人. 哦, 欢迎光临. 哦. We just talked about you. No, not really. We just talked. Anyway, so today's weather, when I was in Beijing, I called this Haojiao Bujian weather, which means long time no see weather. Oh my God, it's finally nice to see the sun again. So anyway, when I was in China, I got to tell you, it's very different from here. And guess who needed to transform and change? Me, right? I was the one that needed to transform and change. So we were there, we're there. Oh, by the way, we're there, but we're not there, okay? So I was a Jesuit there, but I wasn't a Jesuit there. It's kind of one of those deals, you know? So anyway, we're there in friendship and understanding, like Matteo Ricci, Li Ma Do, as he's called, that's his Chinese name. And it's about friendship, respect, and understanding. It's not about conversion. It's about transformation. Being transformed into somebody who understands and knows things differently. It's about equal, in a certain sense, of transformation in that exchange. Each remaining the same, but each transformed. When I was, these readings are kind of like, what is this about? And so I go to that wonderful website, right? You know, the SLU Liturgy website. And I found this something that Father John Kavanaugh had written. Obviously, you know, he's passed on. But he talked about the greatness, the great transformation that God does. And for me, that really touched home as to what the readings were speaking about. This weekend, this Monday, is Martin Luther King Day. And when we stop and think about the civil rights movement, we can think about it in the way that our nation was being transformed, right? But it wasn't easy, and it wasn't without suffering. It wasn't without death. And when you go back and look at it, do you say, was the glory of God revealed in that? In John's gospel, the glory of God is ultimately revealed on the cross. It's not in the resurrection. Now is your glory revealed. You see that in John's gospel. We have transformations that need to happen within us, right? I was at dinner last night with some parishioners from here. And they told me about all the great things you guys do. No, it wasn't catty at all. No, it was like all the marvelous works and the things that you guys do here in this parish. I mean, I know this is a, what I would call a self-selecting parish, right? It's a self-gathering parish. You come from far and near, and then you go out into the world. And so sometimes I'm going to wonder, it's like, am I preaching to the choir, right? You know, you guys understand the need for transformation in the world. And we also understand the need for transformation within ourselves, right? It is, if you're somebody in long-term recovery from addiction, you know the need of transformation that takes you from the person who has been in slavery to the person who is now free. If you are single people and you're getting married, you know the transformation that happens to you as single people into a married couple and into a life in marriage. The part I wonder that we always miss, and I think we wonder sometimes, is what Mary says, is do what he asked you to do. And sometimes that's the hard part because we don't know. So I'm in China. I was supposed to go for 2 years, right? I got fooled. I wound up being there 8 years. 8 years. And it was wonderful. But there were times, you know, when I would ask myself, Jesus, what am I doing? Why am I here? That's a good question, isn't it? And do you know what he said? Take a guess. Okay, you don't know. Where are our catechumens and candidates? Where are you guys? Are you guys, you're all the candidates. What do you think Jesus might have said? Why not? Trust me, he says that a lot. But that wasn't it that time. And the only thing he told me was, because I asked you to come here. Because I asked you to be here. Yeah, that's the voice of God, isn't it? I said, okay. And then he says, and is that enough for you? is that enough information for you? I said, I guess, yeah, it is. He says, just then go about and do what you're supposed to be doing. You're here because I asked you to be here, and don't worry about anything else. Do what you're supposed to be doing. More than any other work that I had been in, did I know that that place existed, a Jesuit place of higher education, a center on a Chinese university existed because God willed it to be there. There are so many reasons why that place shouldn't be there. We're a religious organization that's there, but they took a chance on us. This university of UIBE, University of International Business and Economics, 对外经贸大学, by Beijing, okay? And they said, stick to education and we'll be good. And we did that because they respected us for education. And yet, one time the party leader of the university, Madam Wang, you know, she called me Father Jim. You know, I was like, okay. You know, we all knew who it was, but I wasn't Father Jim there. And she had given one of the other priests an anniversary gift of his ordination in a Chinese calligraphy of the word love. I. Big calligraphy on that the greatest of these is love. Because that was the common language that we spoke. That was the understanding that we came into, the love and respect for one another. Why am I here? Why am I doing what we're doing? Why are you doing what we're doing? Why do you go out to the prisons, do the outreach to the poor? Things like that. Because Jesus asked us to. He's making us, he's turning us from water into wine. I think we stand at a crossroads right now as a nation and as a people of God. Our church, with all that is going on, is in need of transformation. Amen? Our nation, with all it is, with the divisiveness and the sense of, I think sometimes we forget what it means to treat another human being with respect, is in need of transformation. Amen?
Amen.
I, myself, and you yourselves in our own lives are in need of transformation. Thank you. Well, whoever says, I'm in need, you know, I need it. We're always in need of that. Jesus, turn us from water into wine. Make us the gift to the world. And as Mary says, go and do what he tells you. Amen.